There is visible labor, and there is invisible labor. There is visible labor, and there is invisible labor. We live in a very spectacular world. We live in a very spectacular existence. For everything that ever could be is now. Everything that we might dream of or think of or imagine already exists in us right now. Everything. Everything. And there is a visible labor and there is an invisible labor. We think we have to make things happen, and we do. We have to make things happen by what type of thought we have about them. What sort of labor we're giving to who and what we are. You go to a sports game, and all of the audience, all of the grandstand, are shouting and calling forth for team members or for teams, and they're wanting them to win, and they're wanting them to be successful, and they are awed by the movements of the team members and how they play and how well they do it and how well they project what they want to accomplish. And we think that's very wonderful. And we think, what a wonderful work they're doing. What a wonderful program they're putting on. Or we think, what a poor program they're putting on. Now, if we could take a switch and turn off all the thoughts of the audience, we would turn off a tremendous source of energy, of power, that is directing the team. Now, if the team is a well-coached team, if the team is coached to be consistent in what they're doing, to be one-pointed on the game they're playing, to be totally aware of what they're doing on the field, uninterested whatsoever in what anyone else is thinking, what anybody else is doing. When the team goes out there and plays its game, it is a winning team. When the team goes out there to play a game with somebody else, it's not a winning team. And the reason it's not a winning team is that it allows the attitude of other people to control them. It allows the invisible labor of the other team wanting to win and wanting to play the game as they want to play the game, and they play it. Now, the winning team, the team that is always on top, the team that always comes through, has a most amazing coach. And that coach is coaching the members of the team to see the rest of the field empty, to see the rest of the field only being a game on which they play. What other people do is of no importance. Theirs is to get the ball. Theirs is to interact with the ball. Theirs is to take that ball and do what they want with that ball, regardless of what is happening, where the ball's coming from, who's kicking it, who's dribbling it, who's doing anything with the ball. Theirs is just to take their ball, and it's always their ball because it's always in their mind, in their heart, in their eyes, in their attitude, and they are the winning team. They are the winning team because there is nobody else out there. They're not playing a game against somebody. They're playing with their highest and best skill. A tennis player does not play against his opponent. A tennis player plays with the ball. He goes to where the ball is. He brings that ball into focus with his racket, and he puts it where he wants it to be. He is not the slightest bit concerned what the other person is doing. He is only concerned with what the ball is doing. There is no mental attitude in the other person. There is no invisible labor going on in the other person relative to him. He is playing that game alone, just by himself. He is the master at all times. Whoever he is, whatever kind of a genius player he is, whatever kind of a magic hand he has at using the ball and sending it to where he wants it to be, that's his invisible labor. Oh, it seems quite visible, but it's going on in his mind. He is in charge of that ball, no matter where the ball is on the court. He is in charge of that ball, and he is the one who sends it where he wants it to be. He is the one who gives his opponent a good play for the game. It's not really an opponent. It's merely somebody who's taking the ball and firing it to him. It's as though you had an automatic pitcher firing the ball to him. Well, the other person is putting that ball in play, and he is using the ball that's in play and playing it well. The team members who win are the men who take the ball and do with the ball what they want to do. They pass it between themselves. They pass it between these teammates, and they do everything they can to keep that ball from going in their goal. They move the ball always down to where they want it to go. They put it in the goal that they're supposed to put it in, the opposition's goal. But they do not care about what the opposition are doing. They do not care about the invisible labor going on in the opposition saying, we're going to win, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to slaughter them, we're going to do... They don't hear that. They don't know that. All they know is that they are the winning team. All they know is that they always are the winning team, that they always go out there and do a marvelous job. They always go out there. And why do they always win? Because that's the only thing in their consciousness. That's the only attitude in their mind. That's the only awareness in who they are. They do not think one thought that says, we have a good, busy game here, that the other team is good, or the other team has marvelous players, or the other team has champion players. They don't care. They're not playing against the other team. They're playing with the ball. And their total attendance, their total awareness, their total consciousness is on that ball. It's not on the team members. It's not on what the attitude is in the crowd as the audience shouts forth from the stands for one team or another. They are the winning team. Now, you say, if they were the winning team at every game, they would soon not fit. No, it's not that they would not fit. If they were the winning team at every game, every coach would go to their coach to find out what it is that coach is teaching his team that makes them the winning team. It's not that they do something unusual or bad. It's that they do something definite. And they speak out to their team, to their world, we are the winner. And when they have their pep talk before they go into the court, before they go on the field, they say, win, win, win. And they don't really mean win. What they mean is, we are master of the ball. And we put that ball wherever we want to put it, however we want to do it. We take control of the ball. It's not the other team we're playing with. We're playing with that ball. And we're using that ball according to the rules of the game. And according to the rules of the game, as we use that ball, we use it in our mind. We use it in our attitude. And because we have that attitude, we're not a terrible group. We are a mighty group, using our intelligence, our thought, using everything to its highest and greatest. We are the winning team because we have the winning thought. We are the winning team because we are using the invisible labor. We're using that because that is not what we are allowing to control us. We are aware of it. But we are using a visible labor, our skill, our genius, our ability, and 90% of that ability is our mental ability. 10% is our physical ability, which is good for sure, but 90% is we know that is our ball, and we play with our ball, and we work with our ball, and we do things with our ball, because it's our ball, and we love it. There is visible labor, and there is invisible labor. And in all things in life, we want to be master of both the visible labor and the invisible labor, because both are directed by our thought every moment of our life. The better we understand the invisible labor, and the better we understand how we control it, the better we understand how we use the visible labor in the most magnificent, winning way, where we always go out and win. Always go out and win. Always. This is not a game to allow other people to win occasionally. This is a game for us to be winner always. And the game of life is like that. The game of life is like that. Because we are expected to be our highest and best at all times. And when we are, we can be sure we are the winner. Have a wonderful day and have a winning day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.